The Prindle Living Room, Duluth, Minnesota. I'm Diane Richard.
And I'm Tim Gehring.
We work together here at MIA, and we're here today to talk about living rooms.
Living Rooms is an initiative the museum kicked off in 2014. It's a push to reanimate the period rooms with new interpretations, new perspectives, new installations.
And as part of that initiative, MIA commissioned a local photographer, Anthony Marchetti, to photograph the period rooms both here in the museum and also the sites where they originally came from. His exhibition is called Inside Out.
The Prindle Living Room came from a house built in 1906 in Duluth, Minnesota, on a hill high above Lake Superior.
One of the really cool things about the Prindle Living Room is that it is very rare in that it is completely intact, taken from the original house. Everything in it, the chairs, the tables, the carpeting, the bookshelves, everything is original.
Except the books in those bookshelves.
Right.
They were added later.
Right.
Anthony, what was special to you about this room? What interested you about it?
Well, it was designed by legendary interior designer John Bradstreet. It sits on a high hill in Duluth with a long, winding driveway. It features Bradstreet's trademark style of furniture and wood carving that he learned in Japan. It has views of Lake Superior, and it includes gorgeous details and wood carving throughout the room.
So what's there now? What is the house used for? What does it look like?
Currently, it's been converted to a recovery center for female substance abusers.
Did that make it hard to photograph, or...?
Definitely. There's privacy concerns, of course, based around its current use, as well as there's privacy gates and fences placed up around it. In fact, you can't see much of the property at all from the public street. Coupled with the foliage that has become overgrown that surrounds the house, it's very difficult to get a good view of this specific site.
Did that make it hard to photograph, or how did you, what were you able to do?
I had to place myself actually in a set of bushes to get a good view of the home and to also show kind of how much stuff was, how much foliage was surrounding it.
Did you warn them that you'd be hiding in the bushes?
Creeping around?
I didn't specifically tell them that I would be in the bushes, but they did see me kind of circling the house many times to look for the best vantage point. So I think they understood what I was trying to do.
They were more receptive than the folks in Charleston.
Very much so. Yes, they're very welcoming and, interested in my project and helpful.
So how much of Bradstreet's original vision is intact? What does it look like inside?
So the entryway has a lot of his original carving. The living room that the museum now has been replaced by a much more modest room. The current residents really had no idea the importance of this house.
Did they like hearing about it? I mean, were they intrigued by that?
They were moderately interested, but not floored by the news.
So you had these images. What kind of artwork did you make out of them?
So I took some of Bradstreet's carving, the carving that sits directly above the fireplace in the Prindle Room. I took pieces of that, and I put it on the exterior of the house. I think John Bradstreet would have been pleased with that addition.